church this morning. My name is Mona Hebert, and I have served basically on the worship committee and on the social justice committee. My husband and I have been members here at the First Unitarian Church of Elton for about 10 years now. You're invited to stay following this worship service for fellowship, conversation, and refreshments in our fellowship hall, the Kate Worker Room, which is just behind these doors. If you are a newcomer here this morning, which I do see a few newcomers, and probably because they are anxious to see their grandchildren or nieces and nephews in the play today, we extend to you a special welcome, okay? And hope that if this is your first time to visit, you'll consider entering your name on one of the visitor cards that can be found in the back of our hymnals and placing the card in the offering plate, okay? And if you do that, we'll send you our church newsletter for the next 3 months to kind of let you know about all the programs and activities going on here at the church. Also, if you are a newcomer with young children, okay, and are visiting for the first time, we want you to know that we do have a professionally staffed nursery for infants and really young children, if you want to put them, and we'll show you where the nursery is, if you want. If you would like to learn more about the church and about Unitarian Universalism, please visit the information displays in our fellowship hall, the Kate Worker Room, where there are pamphlets, newsletters, and other visitor information that you're certainly welcome to take home with you. And now I invite you to turn to your neighbors and greet them, especially the ones you don't know yet. At this time, I draw your attention to the announcements in your order of service. We hope you'll keep these things in mind as you plan your upcoming week. And if you have a short announcement for the good of the church, please come to the microphone. One announcement I'll quickly make is I happen to notice in the order of service for next week that Eric Johnson is going to be doing the adult RE at 9:30, and he's also going to be the speaker at 9:30 and 11 a.m. here in the pulpit. So unless, he's going to be two places at once. So unless he learns how to kind of clone himself between now and then, that's his problem. He'll work it out. You'll find out next week. Okay, any other announcements?
Yes. Good morning, I'm Mark Tade. What better way to handle this chilly, cold, wet February day than to have some fresh brewed free trade coffee after the play today. The youth group will be selling fresh brewed coffee, and we just got a shipment in of beans, both ground and whole bean, and some new dark chocolate with almonds. So please stop by and purchase and support the youth group.
Good morning, be welcome in this special place. I'm Stephen Mead, Director of Religious Education. And we have some people who are moving out of town, and I'm going to have some slots opening for our teaching ministry this spring as a result. So we will be looking for at least two teachers and maybe a substitute to teach from time to time between now and the end of May. So come see me if you are at all interested, and we'll see that the church's needs are met. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Lee Suarez. I'm the chair of building maintenance. And this Saturday, we're going to have a cleanup. As you notice, our kitchen is about 99.9% finished. And there's very fine dust from the construction. We need to clean all of the cabinets and the walls in the worker room as well. And so we can have our kitchen ready for the fourth Saturday lunch, following Saturday. So if you can come and
Hi, everybody. I'm Sabrina. I will be coordinating the February 4th Saturday lunch. The sign-up sheet that Trish made is out there. I think it's red beans and rice and other things. Please go look at it as soon as the service ends and you come out there. There's a table and there are sign-up sheets for toiletries and items that you can contribute, and also for food. Please sign up. I'm really scared about coordinating. When I put it out there, please help, okay? Thanks.
Okay. Okay, there's no other announcements. I now invite you to move to the microphone and share briefly any joys or milestones you may bring with you to church this morning. Please note that we will have time later to share any concerns or sorrows, but at this time, let us share any joys or milestones.
I brought my joy to church, and she's walking, Wendy. I'm glad you're doing well, babe.
Hi, I'm Kleber Van Zandt, minister of this church, and last week, among everything else that happened at church, six people signed the book and joined the church. They are Char McAllister. Char's back there. Lee Suarez is right next to her. Debbie Lovell. Have I seen Debbie? Melody Hardman. Melody Nan. Lisa and Chris Strangeman. Right there. Thank you. Welcome to church.
We have a joy.
We went to the All County Band Festival yesterday.
So did River Johnson.
Yes, I don't think he's here though. But we played four songs.
Yep.
One was at good. Least one of which was at least funny to most of us. Revenge of the Dust Bunnies.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, it was fun.
So, where River had a solo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was dancing.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to do this because I'm one of the parents. They got a standing ovation. They got a standing ovation, and they had one of the band directors there said in the 5 or 6 years he's been coming to the band festival, that was the best he's ever heard the fifth and sixth graders play. So they did awesome. They smoked it.
The prelude begins our worship service as Julian Myers lights our chalice. Our call to worship is by the poet Shel Silverstein, and I know that I personally own a copy of every single solitary book he's ever written. So, if you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer. If you're a pretender, come sit by the fire, for we have some flax golden tales to spin. Come in. Come in. Let us worship together. The lyrics to our first hymn are included in your order of service, and as one of my husband's and my favorite songs, The Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog. Please rise if you are able.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it.
At this time, please join in the responsive reading found in your order of service. It is entitled Hug a War, and it is again by Shel Silverstein. I will not play at tug of war.
I'd rather play at hug a war.
Where everyone hugs instead of tugs.
Where everyone giggles and rolls on the rug.
Where everyone kisses.
And everyone grins.
And everyone cuddles.
And everyone wins.
Please be seated. This week, half the cash and checks not otherwise designated will go to our sisters and brothers in the Khasi Hills. This is the fourth year we are supporting two Unitarian students in the Khasi Hills in India for furthering their secondary school and college education. We are committed to paying $600 per year to cover educational expenses for these young people. If you wish to put your pledge check in the basket, please write the word pledge on the memo line. We have been greatly blessed. Let us now give generously so that others might be blessed by the work of this church. This morning's offering will now be given and received.
This morning's reading is from Jon Kabat-Zinn, and it's an old folk tale retold by him. And I want you to know that no animals were really hurt in the telling of this story. There once was a fox who drank most of an old woman's pail of milk, which she neglected to watch as she was gathering wood for a fire. She cuts off his tail in a fit of anger. The fox asks for his tail back, and the old woman says she'll sew his tail back on for him if he will give her back her milk. So he goes to the cow in the field and asks for some milk. And the cow says she'll give the fox some milk if the fox brings her some grass. And so the fox goes to the field and asks for the grass, and the field says, bring me some water. And so he goes to the stream and asks for the water, and the stream says, bring me a jug. And this goes on until a miller, out of kindness and sympathy, gives the fox some grain to give the hen, to give to the egg, to give to the peddler, to give to the bread, to give to the maiden, to get the jug, to fetch the water. And so the fox gets his tail back on and goes away happy. And all this has to happen in order for that to happen. And so it goes here and everywhere. Each of us must do his part so that everyone's needs are met and we can get our tails sewn back on and be happy.
If you have joys, if you have sorrows or concerns that you bring with you to church this morning and you'd like to step forward and share them briefly, please do so now.
Hi, my name is Allison Reiheld, and this is unfortunately a version of the same announcement that I've made in the past. My dad left for Afghanistan yesterday, and so he's going to be trying to help set up the transition to less military U.S. presence there, and it may or may not work. So.
Bob Copley, a longtime member here, is still at home in hospice care, and I hope you'll keep Bob and Nancy and their whole family in your thoughts and prayers as we go through the week. Let's join in a spirit of prayer and meditation this morning. Our prayer time today begins with a poem by Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water. And I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. God of many names, we pray for all in this community who face change, challenge, or loss this day. We pray for all who suffer, and now we pray each in our own way. Into the silence. These and all the prayers of our hearts, we pray in the names of all those who have gone before, and in the names of all those who will come after. In the names of all the helpers of humankind. Amen.
What do you think? Is it me?
Maybe. I'm unconvinced.
I'm convinced. It's really you, Elizabeth. Your hair looks awful.
Thanks, Emelina. Good thing that how one looks is not that important.
But don't you want to look your best at the party so you can marry Ron?
He's okay, I suppose. I don't think he's really my type.
Well, he's my type. If you don't want him, can I have him?
What?
Have him? You make him sound like a pet goldfish or a dessert or something. What if he doesn't like you?
Posh! What's not to like about me? I'm a lovely girl, and he's a lovely boy. In fact, we'd make a lovely pair.
A lovely pair indeed.
My hair looks lovely.
Oh, Mom, you're so nearsighted. You wouldn't know how good I look unless you're this close.
Well, after 30, a body has its mind of its own. Not even the queen is it. Daughters, it looks not everything. It was really important. If you have a mind of your own, compassionate heart to guide it.
Well, I shall take care to always look beautiful and choose a husband who has the good sense not to let his hair fall out when he's old.
Well, I thought so too once upon a time. Your father can't help it. Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind it, it doesn't matter. We're all beautiful in my eyes. Now come outside, the party is starting.
Moisture of mine eye, oh, that frenzy fire in my cheek so glows.
Oh, it's you, Ronald. Do you always talk that way?
Of course, I'm a prince. Have you heard about the dragon running among the countryside? Even as a brutal worm, sharp eye fast, flesh and bone on hero sinew.
No, just on your line.
What?
Stop your line.
savaging all in haste. But a dragon.
What's this thing on?
What a mess. We should do something.
Committee. If you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. I'm going to get Ronald back. Who's coming with me?
That's my girls. I shall stay here and help the king. And help the king set its folks to right. Meanwhile, you be careful. Dragons are cranky before meals. And Elizabeth, be careful. Dragons like to show off. I should know.
Dragon Christmas party dress.
Sword? Chalk!
Lipstick?
Check. Lipstick? Well, you never know when you might need a touch up.
Rose?
Chalk!
Okay. I'll get the sword. Emelina,
you get the line.
Oh, rope?
Chalk!
Pail of water?
Chuck!
Do you always talk that way, say the same thing at the same time?
Of course. We're advisors.
I'll get the sword. What? Emelina, you get the lipstick. Laura, you get the pail of water. We'll have to leave the rope behind. Let's go.
Fox, that nonsense about forming a committee, you knew that check Elizabeth like lightning, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You think they're ready?
We have taught children but raised people. They have had fun enough, learned enough. Now it is time for them together to change the world. Say, you don't suppose that the dragon that blew through here was your old pet, do you?
Priscilla, couldn't say. Spectacles haven't been invented yet. And my eyesight is fuzzy now. Can't tell for sure. And she was no pet. She was my business partner at our chain of autocrats laundromats. She heated water like nobody's business. Hence my meeting you. I lost touch after I married you.
Well, if it is her, I'm sure her and Elizabeth will get along like a house of fire.
How long have we been walking? This pail of water is so very heavy.
I can't take another step forward. You go on without me. I shan't have any trouble finding my way back. The dragon left a clear trail, buried forest and burned forest and horse's teeth. Good luck and farewell.
Farewell! We must go on!
Look, a cave with a door. This must be the place.
But I'm afraid. I can't do this. All is lost.
Elizabeth, you're the bravest person that I know. You can do this.
Open the door!
Go away. I'm a very busy dragon. I've eaten a whole castle today. Are you from the castle? I will accept no complaints from royalty. Dragons are just an occupational hazard. Castle bashing is a very respectable employment for a dragon, you know. Much better than laundromats. Make an appointment and come back tomorrow.
But we're not from the castle. We're from the newspaper. We want to interview the world's greatest dragon.
Let's go then, Emelina. This must not be the lair of the world's greatest dragon.
Interview? You're a reporter. Say, you look awfully familiar. Then who are you? The photographer? My left side is my best.
I'm the lipstick consultant.
Ooh, clever girl. Good for you. You never know when you might need a touch-up. I prefer red myself.
Red is in this year.
Dragon, is it true you are the smartest and fiercest dragon in the whole world?
Oh, yes, honey.
Dragon, is it true that you can fly around the whole world in just 10 seconds?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see a demonstration.
Picture of the angry dragon fell. Slave rank.
What?
Slavering jaw doth lie.
Does he always talk like that?
Oh, it's Elizabeth, it's you. What's wrong with you? You look dreadful. Your hair is tangled, you smell like ashes, and you're wearing an old paper bag. Come back when you're dressed like a proper princess.
Ronald, your hair is really pretty. Your clothes are really pretty, and your hair is all neat. You look like a real prince, but you are a bum. Emelina, why don't you take Prince Ronald home? He must be traumatized after this. What with several strands of hair out of place?
Well, it is you, Priscilla. I haven't seen my old buddy for almost 20 years.
Not since you left our laundry business and you ran off with what's-his-name. Oh, yeah. Him. Same funny hat. Lost his hair, though.
Priscilla, may I call you Priscilla? I've always had a burning desire to go around the world in a hot air balloon. What do you say if we team up? I provide the hot air balloon.
You know, Elizabeth, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Everyone, join us in our song, Don't Blow Your Top, and we'll do it one more time with the whole congregation. The words are in your order of service. Just follow around by, follow Neil.
Yeah, follow me. I might say one, two, three. Everybody say a dragon after that. One, two, three.
Dragon.
No, no, no. Again. One, two, three.
Dragon.
Okay, here we go. Here's your music, loud and good.
Thank you very much.
For the benediction, I want to paraphrase something you may have heard that old bald king say. We thought we were teaching children, but actually we've been cultivating people. They've had fun, they've certainly learned something, and now it's time for them to go change the world. Go boldly and with fire in your heart, and let the God who's love shine in you and on you and through you. On to all you mean.